Zog der Elige Mishnah weiter, Mesach des Ahalas, Perik Gimel. Mishnah Gimel. Nishpach Ba'avir. In the previous Mishnah, we learned about a Revias Dam from a mace that was entirely in the house, but it got absorbed into the ground or into a garment. Now we're talking about a Revias Dam in the ear. What does it mean in the ear? Meaning to say it's not under a roof, in an open yard. Nishpach Ba'avir. Not under an oil. Zok the Mishnah, Im Hayah Mekoimli, if the place of the dam was katafris. This is a very important word to understand because many halachis depend on it, especially when we get to Mikvois B'ezros Hashem Yisbarach. Katafris means a slanty area. We have a rule, katafris einoi chibra. What does that mean? If you have a mashka, let's say on a sliding pond, I don't say what's on the top or what's on the bottom are connected. Rather, each drop is a drop on its own. So if you have a revias dam on a slanty place, and a person leaned over on some of the dam, not all of it, he doesn't become tummy, because katafris is not considered a chibur. So he leaned over some of the dam, but that's not connected to the rest of the dam. And you don't have an oil over a complete revias. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, Hoya ishboirin, if the dam is laying on the floor in a puddle, but it's ishboirin. Ishboirin means a place where it's gathered. Let's say in a hole in the ground. So it's all considered connected. And if a person would lean over even part of it, he would become tummy. Same would be true. Or another case is shekarash. It like gelled. It became one piece of gook. It's no longer liquid. So it's considered one thing. And if a person leaned over part of it, even if it was on a slanty place, it would be considered chibur and he's tummy. Vaitra sakta mishna nishpach, if the blood spilled al hu askufa. Iskufa is like a little platform in front of the house, like a step up. You stand on it, and from there you go into the door. The blood spilled on this, by a katafris, and it was slanty. Meme b'fnim, meme b'chutz. Either it pointed inwards, so the blood would run l'chayra into the house, or it pointed outwards. So the blood would run in front of the platform, in front of the house. Either way, it makes no difference. But v'habayis ma'al olav. When you stand on this platform and you look up, there's a roof over your head. The roof extends past the wall, and it covers this platform. Very practical, because if you're standing there closing an umbrella, you don't have to get wet. But in this case, it makes it more of a shaila in regard to oil. However, says the Mishnah Tar, everything in the house remains tar. Why? Because the blood that is on this slanty iskufa, slanty platform, isn't counted as one. Each drop is separate, so you don't have a revias. However, hoya ishbaidin, if the blood was in an area where everything stayed in one place, a shakarash, or it like gelled, tummy, then it's tummy. All the people and the caleb inside the house became tummy, even if it's slanted, because you have a roof over it, and even though the roof is only over part of the blood, but because it's eshbayrin, it's in one place, or because it's like one gook, it's not liquid, it gelled together, even part of it is like all of it, and therefore the din is tummy. Vayter zok the Mishnah kol shebe mes tummy, every part of a mes is tummy, meaning to say one would become tummy from it, even if it separated itself from the mes, chutz min hashinayim v'aseir v'tzipayr, with the exception of teeth, hair, and nails. But that's only if they're not connected to the mace anymore. If someone touches the hair of the mace when the hair is still connected to the mace, same is true for the teeth or the nails, he would be tummy. And the next Mishnah is going to explain exactly how this case presents itself. So chazing over our Mishnah, there's a revias dam from a mace and it was spilled into an open area without a roof. If it's a slanty place, it's tar because we don't consider it connected. You don't have a revias. Each part is on its own. Each drop is on its own. And a drop is not enough to be metama. But if the blood was in an area where it was contained, let's say there was a little hole in the floor, or it became solid, it like froze, it gelled, then it's tummy. Meaning to say that a person who like leans over and becomes a roof over it, even over part of it is tummy, because it's considered as if he's over everything. It's all one. Blood that spilled on the entrance to a house is like a little platform in front of a house. If it was slanty, whether it slants inward or outwards makes no difference. Even though there's a roof over him, because the roof comes up over the platform, it doesn't make a difference. The din is everything in the house is tahar, because the blood on the slanty part is not considered one thing. So you don't have a revius. Each drop is on its own. However, if the blood was in a contained area, which we call ashbayrin, or it congealed, it's like one gook together, it's not liquid, then it's tamei, even if the platform is slanted, and even if the roof covers only part of it, because it's all considered one. The Mishnah concluded by telling us something the Mishnah will discuss in the next Mishnah, that is, every part of the mace, when it separates from the mace, would be metama, with the exception of teeth, hair, and nails. How do we know that's not metama when it separates from the mace? Because the pasuk says be'etzem. Just like a bone is created with the person, and it doesn't change, chas v'shalom, the person loses a bone, another one doesn't grow into its place, at least not until tchias ha'meisim. So in order for something to become tummy, it has to be similar to the bone. It has to be something that doesn't constantly replace itself. It has to be something that's created with the person. Mashenkin, teeth, that wasn't created with the person. The baby's not born with teeth. And the hair and the nails, right? You take a haircut and you cut your nails l'kavod Shabbos, and they grow back, and you get to cut them again l'kavod Shabbos. That's called gizan machlev. And therefore, it's not metama.